It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to National Trail High School, and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians will be taking on the National Trail Lady Blazers here tonight in a game that was scheduled just not too long ago, so a lot of people don't know about this, so a lot of you might be listening in the archives, and we'll have this in the archives later tonight if you're listening live. So our Lady Indians, this was a two-quarter JV match. We're trying that tonight, and we'll see how that goes. There may be some more of those over the rest of the season. We'll see how that plays out. But in the JV contest, our Lady Indians lost in the two-quarter game 14-7. They trailed 7-1 after the first quarter, and they had the ball and were down 11-7. But got they missed the shot, and National Trail came down and made a three-pointer with around 30 seconds left, and that made the difference to 7 points to 14-7 instead of 11-7. If we could have made a basket, get a steal, get another basket, or one of those might have been a three, we could have won the game, but that didn't happen. So in that JV contest, National Trail had several girls with two, and Jossie Hurd had three. For the Indians, Sage Luthold had two free throws. Callie Wendell had a two-pointer. Carly had a two-pointer and a foul shot for our 7 points. So that's how the first JV contest, the two-quarter JV contest went. So we still have about 5 minutes before the start of the game. I'm going to take a little break here. We'll come back with in between the JV and varsity games, there was an induction into their the National Trail Hall of Fame, Athletic Hall of Fame. A very impressive young lady. We'll go over some of that information here in just a minute after we come back, right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday.
Klingchen & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at
Klingchen. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Welcome back to National Trail, where our Indians are going to take on the Lady Blazers here in just a few minutes. I want to talk about, they had a nice ceremony between games here for the National Trail Athletic Hall of Fame, and the inductee was Kate Yeazel, Y-E-A-Z-E-L, and she graduated from here in National Trail in 2011, and she earned 11 varsity letters, 4 in volleyball, 4 in track and field, 3 in basketball, and she was her senior year was recognized as the Richmond Palladium Item Athlete of the Year in the area, and that's a pretty big area with the Richmond paper and Mid-East Indiana and Midwest Ohio. And so that's a very, you know, that shows she was pretty good. She was all CC in all three sports, and she still holds a career record for good serves, hitting percentage, and solo blocks. In basketball, she averaged a triple-double. She averaged for her career a triple-double and is number one in career rebounds and blocks. She holds the national trail record in the shot put and was all region in both shot put and high jump, all while being on a National Honor Society and an FFA officer. She received a full ride for a volleyball scholarship to the University of Pittsburgh in the ACC, and she was on the second team ACC volleyball team several times and the ACC all-academic team. And after graduation from college, she played for, looks like, 5 or 6 years in Europe before she retired in 2020. That's Kate Yeazel, Y-E-A-Z-E-L, in the Athletic Hall of Fame here. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll take a little break here and be back in just a couple minutes.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Holiday season can be a very busy time, and it can be a challenge to find the time to make a good meal for your family. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want, chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where our Indians are going to be taking on the Lady Blazers here. And again, we'll kind of let you know about the JV contest. It was a two-quarter JV contest. Indians lost 14-7. They were down 7-1 in the first half, and lost 14-7. So we're getting ready for the start, the beginning of the game here. And for the Indians, it'll be Carly Niekamp, Callie Wendell, Sage Luthold, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Maddie Guggenbiller. And they'll be taking on jumping center against Sage will be Morgan House, and also Natalie Oswald and Josie Steiner, Ashlyn Osborne, and Maddie Harrison. Indians get the tip. Kennedy Mullenkamp brings it across midcourt over to Carly. Carly with a long shot off to the side and no good. Rebound to the Blazers. Ashlyn Osborne is bringing it up court. She's out at the top. Gets it over to House, top of the key. Over to Maddie Harrison on the left wing. Back out to That is number one, Josie Steiner. And it's a three-pointer. Good. And the Lady Blazers lead 3-0. Kennedy Mullenkamp brings the ball up court. Over to Carly on the left wing. She looks at a shot, dribbles in, makes a nice spin move. Ball does not go in. Rebound to Natalie Oswald. And ahead quickly to, I think that was Steiner again. She missed the layup. And Kennedy brings the ball up again for the Indians. And she'll dribble in and kicks it back out to Callie. Callie will get it back out to Kennedy in the corner. That's up and off the side of the rim. And Carly gets the rebound. Carly Niekamp, she'll get it over to Kennedy out at the volleyball line. Maddie Guggenbiller to Carly. She'll make a nice little move inside. A nice jumper, and it does not go. Rebound to the Trail Blazers, Lady Blazers. And on the rebound, she got the young lady, Natalie Oswald, got a poke in the nose or the eye, possibly. Yeah, she's rubbing her eye. I thought it was her nose at first. But she's shaking it off, and she's going to play. So with a timeout there, the Blazers will take it out of bounds. It'll be Ashlyn Osborne bringing it across the 10-second line. And she'll get it over to Morgan House, to Oswald. And Ashlyn Osborne dribbling out to the top of the key, stolen away by Callie Wendell. And she will bring it down court, and she gets it into Kennedy Mullenkamp. Layup no good. Carly rebound. That shot no good. And rebound by Natalie Oswald. Indians still down 3-0, just under 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Harrison dribbles out, kicks it over to Osborne, and she'll make another three. And it's now 6-0 Lady Blazers. That was out past the three-point line. That was a pretty nice shot. Kennedy Mullenkamp brings it up. She's out at the top of the key, dribbles around to the right, goes inside, loses the ball, and there, I thought it might have gotten knocked away, but they're calling it off of her. And so the Blazers will have the ball, and again, it is Ashlyn Osborne bringing the ball up. And Kennedy Mullenkamp guarding her, picks her up at the center court. She dribbles to the left, over to Morgan House, inside to House, and then back out to Osborne, and she misses a three-pointer. Carly Niekamp with the rebound, tipped away by Josie Steiner. And Osborne has the ball again. Callie steals another one, but gets the Blazers get it back. She throws it to it went off of the Blazers player, but the coach calls timeout. But it's, well, they're not taking an actual timeout. So not sure that since they got the ball, he decided he didn't want the timeout. So Oswald has it over to Morgan House on the left wing, down into the corner, almost stolen by Carly. Oswald has the ball in the corner, being heavily guarded by the Indians. She gets it away to Morgan House. House, she's getting kind of taken and stolen by Maddie Guggenbiller underneath as they tried to go to Oswald. And Kennedy has it over to Carly from the side. No good. Rebound Sage. She'll go back up. Blocked. Goes back up again. Still no good. I thought there was a foul a couple of times, but that's not what they're calling tonight. So, and it is Osborne again. She gets it out to Oswald, out past the three-point line. Shot no good. And Carly Niekamp with the rebound. And the foul is on Morgan House. I'm going to try to keep track of some of this. So Morgan House has one foul from what I can tell, and that's the only foul on the board for either team. Kennedy will bring it across midcourt. She's out past the volleyball line. We'll kind of go in, gets a screen from Carly, and kicks it back out to Maddie. Carly will dribble in. She'll get it out to Callie. She's at the top of the key. She'll dribble over to the right, trying to get past her defender, and Osborne is not letting her get past. She gets it over to Carly on the right wing. She dribbles in, gets it back to Maddie on the right wing, and she'll try to dribble in to Carly. She'll put up a shot from the right side and misses that, and rebound to the Lady Blazers with 3 minutes to go here. Callie almost another steal. She's got her hands in there all the time. She is making it tough for them. And that one is, well, did not see who made that 24. It looks like Maddie Harrison. And it is now 9-0, three threes for the National Trail Lady Blazers. And Holly Gann wants a timeout. And we'll take a break with them. Be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where our Lady Indians are down 9-0 with 2 minutes 37 seconds here left in the first quarter. Again, we'll kind of go over the JV game, two-quarter JV game. Indians were behind 7-1 after one quarter and lost 14-7. It was 11-7 with a chance to win and a chance to with the ball and a chance to maybe fight our way back in is what I should have said. And we missed the ball, missed the shot. They came up with a rebound and came down, and I thought they should be holding the ball, but they went ahead and shot and made a three, and they won 14-7. So here we are back at the action, and Maddie has the ball down in the right corner. Carly out top. She's looking to try to get back. Maddie back down in the right corner. Inside to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's had a really nice play. Open up and missed. And rebound to the Lady Blazers. Out to, excuse me, Osborne. And over to Steiner on the left wing. To Oswald at the top of the key. She'll get it over to Osborne. Back over to Steiner. To Oswald down in the left corner. Out to Osborne. Down into Oswald. Oswald. Osborne. Puts up a three, misses it. Rebound ends up with the Blazers. And there. So number 12, Ashlyn Osborne, was driving toward the basket. She kind of slipped, but they called a foul on Kennedy Mullenkamp. So that's her first, team's first, and it'll be out of bounds for the Lady Blazers. That's to Oswald in the key and to Osborne out front. Steiner dribbles down to the left corner, kicks it out to Osborne out around the volleyball line. She's dribbling, gets it over to Oswald on the right side. And Carly almost with a steal, but Josie Steiner gets it, takes control, dribbles some over to Osborne, to Oswald at the top of the key, and tipped but not stolen by the Lady Indians, and looked like a travel there with Osborne, but Oswald, but she didn't, they didn't call it, and shot up, no good, and Callie with a rebound. She'll dribble down. Carly kicks it out to her, and back out to Callie on the left, on the right wing, and just misses a three-pointer. Sage with Luthold with a rebound up and in, and a foul. And that foul is on Morgan House. I believe that's her second, if I got them both correct. And so it's now 9-2, and Sage will go to the line. She'll put it up. She had the foul, but it doesn't go. Rebound. Whoa. Josie Steiner came down and just shoved Carly Niekamp out of bounds with a forearm. Nothing called, and they make a two-point basket. So for right now, it's the it's 11-2 with 20 seconds left here. Callie Wendell over to Kennedy Mullenkamp in the right corner. She'll get it back out to Callie. Callie will put up a three off the rim and rebound to the Lady Blazers. They'll bring it up. They'll get it to Kendall Johnson, excuse me, and Lady Indians throw up one at the buzzer. No good. So we played a quarter. It's 11-2 with the Lady Blazers leading our Lady Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KelpPharmacy.com. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where the Lady Blazers lead our Indians 11-2. We're beginning the second quarter here for National Trail. I missed who made one of the baskets, and they don't have the personal numbers up there, just the team numbers. Ashlyn Osborne has two threes. Maddie Harrison has a three. And somebody made a layup inside, and I did not get that number. And for the Indians, Sage Luthold had a basket and then missed the foul shot. So she has the only 2 points for the Indians. And it will be Blazers ball, I believe. Yep. To begin the second quarter. And so it'll be Maddie Harrison throwing the ball into Ashlyn Osborne. She'll bring it across, guarded by Callie. Gets it to Maddie Harris. Down to Hannah Henderson now in the game for the Lady Blazers. Osborne again. And she gets it over to Maddie Harrison, who is trying to get it into the corner for Hannah Henderson, but she had taken off for the basket and goes out of bounds. Indians get the ball, and Carly Niekamp throws it into Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll get it over to Callie Wendell out near the volleyball line. She'll dribble over to the left side, gets it to Collig, and back to Callie Wendell. She'll drive in, blocked, rebound by Oswald, and we call a jump ball, and that will be the Indians' ball under our own basket. It'll be Carly getting the ball in for the Lady Indians. And ball stolen as the pass was trying to get over to Eva Collig. And it goes over to Maddie Harrison. And she takes an extra step. So it'll go back to the Indians without a shot. 7-11 left here in the quarter number two. Carly into Kennedy as usual. And Kennedy will bring the ball up. She's out at the volleyball line, dribbling, goes back left and then comes back right. Gets it to Callie. She'll dribble to the left. She comes back out to the volleyball line, over to Kennedy on the right side. And she'll drive down to the drives down to the baseline, and they called a player control foul on that when the girl jumped in front of her and Kennedy knocked her over. So that'll be the Blazers ball, and it'll be a second foul on Kennedy. And so the Blazers come down. They get a drive from Ashlyn Osborne. Ball does not go, but it's a foul, and I did not see who the foul was on. And they're not putting it up on the scoreboard. So I did not see who had that foul, but that will put Osborne at the line. She'll have two shots. First one is up, bounces around, hits the rim three times, and rolls through. So she has another shot here coming. And Maddie Guggenbiller will come in and replace Sage Luthold. So Osborne will go to the line again. She's a very good player. Goes up and swish right through this time. So Carly over to Kennedy. She'll bring it across. She's out past the volleyball line, looking to see who's going to move around, get open. Now Callie has it, and she's out past the volleyball line. She dribbles to the left. She's looking to try to get something going. She's going to throw it into Kennedy. Kennedy's going to turn and shoot. No good. Eva Collig with a shot, and she's fouled. Shot did not go in, so she'll get two shots. And, again, I didn't see who got that foul. Again, they don't put it on the board, and the official kind of did it pretty quick, and I didn't see it. Eva up. Hers is right through and swish. So she is on the scoreboard. Indians have three, and the next one is up, and it bounces around, and it goes in, and it is good. And it's down to the Blazers. Osborne, she's at the top of the key, dribbles right, dribbles left. She's guarded now by Eva Collig. Very closely guarded, and she's trying hard to find some way to go with it, and we are really blocking them. She does finally get it off to, I can't see the number, that is number five, Kendall Johnson. She gets it over in the corner to Maddie Harrison. She misses the three. Indians with the rebound. And Carly Niekamp from the side, and she has a two-pointer. So Indians are doing well right now. They've scored four straight here. It's 13-6, and it is Harrison again. And she'll dribble in, kick it back out, and it's out to Oswald at the top of the key. Stole it, tries to get it into Kendall Johnson stolen away by the Lady Indians. And so it'll be Indians. They're making a change here. Josie Steiner will come in for Kendall Johnson. And so the Indians will bring the ball up court. Kennedy will bring it across center court. She's out past the volleyball line. She'll drive over to the left and gets it to Carly. Carly gets it back to Kennedy on the left wing. And Maddie out at the top of the key over to... Okay, some an offensive foul somewhere along the line, and I did not see who... Didn't see the foul, and I couldn't see. He was across the way, and I couldn't see his fingers. So I do not see who we got the foul on, but there are four fouls on each team. And Kennedy Mullenkamp is out, so it might have been on her. She has at least two. Blazers bring it up. And, Carly Niekamp knocks it out of Hannah Henderson's hands. They'll bring it in. It'll be Steiner throwing it into Harrison. Harrison will try to get it inside, and that's kicked away by Sage Luthold. And it'll be Blazers' ball. And it will be Oswald. She'll be triggering it in. And finally gets it in, but stolen away, knocked away by Callie. And it'll be a jump ball with two Blazers and two Indians all piled up there grabbing for the ball. That will be Blazers' ball again. So not really anything lost there. That's good for us. They had the ball anyway, and we did a jump ball, and next possession will be ours. And they get it into Osborne, almost taken away by Callie again. She is really... hounding this young lady, a very, very good ball handler, but Callie's taken it away a couple of times already. It was a give and go over to Oswald. She kicks it to Osborne as she broke for the basket, and it's now 15-6 Lady Blazers. Callie has the ball. Then it's tried to get it to Maddie, and it got taken away. And it's up and in. And I can't see the number. Okay, that's number one. That's Josie Steiner. And it is 17-6. So the Indians scored four straight. Now they've scored four or five straight. And Callie brings the ball up. And Sage shoots a three. And off the rim, hard and out of bounds. And it will go to the Lady Blazers. 3 minutes, 39 seconds left here in quarter number two. Indians down 17-6. And it will be... Harrison bringing the ball up, and she'll get it to Oswald. Oswald over to Josie Steiner. She'll try to get it to we were all over her. She could not get it to Osborne or Oswald, and so their coach calls a timeout. He's taking a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. Back right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to National Trail. Our Lady Indians trail 17-6 in the second quarter, 3 minutes 22 seconds left here. And it will be Oswald triggering it in for the Blazers. And it will go to Hannah Henderson over in the corner to Josie Steiner. Knocked away, but picked up by Oswald. And it gets to Osborne. She'll dribble down into the lane. Puts it up. No good. And it is off the Lady Blazers. That will be Indian's ball. And Carly Niekamp will trigger it into Callie Wendell. Just over 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Indians down 17-6. Callie gets it across
center court.
Well, the far official called a timeout. Somebody from way up at the top, something rolled out onto the floor, so he called a timeout, obviously, so nobody would get hurt. Somebody had looked like a gumball or something rolling out there on the floor. So Indians will take it out in front of the Blazers bench, and it'll be Carly into Callie. Callie's dribbling, gets it over to Maddie at the top of the key. She's looking, gets it over to Eva Kollig. She'll go inside to Sage, knock back to Eva, and she's out on the left wing, gets it over to Callie Wendell in the corner. Callie will dribble out to the top of the key. She'll get it over to Carly. Carly will quickly to Maddie Guggenbiller. She goes to the dribbles to the foul line, up and in, and it is now 17-8. And Maddie has 2 points. We're going to check with Bob Stogler at halftime and see if we can get everything straightened out on our stats. The Blazers go inside to Osborne, back out, and over to Henderson, into Maddie Harrison, and she goes up and in, and it's 19-8. And Indians have it. It is Sage with the ball. She gets it out to Eva at the top of the key, over to Maddie on the right wing. She gets it to Carly at the foul line, and she'll go, tries to go inside and gets the ball tipped away, and it'll go to the Indians under our own basket. 19-8 now the score, minute 38 here in the second quarter. So it goes to Callie in the corner. She'll pop a little short jumper off the rim and fight for the rebound. Everybody's going at it. It's going to be a jump ball, and that will go to the Indians this time. So Indians will have the ball again, probably, yep, looks like right under our basket again. It'll be Maddie Guggenbiller bringing it in this time. And Indians are looking around. They have it out to Callie. Callie's open for a three. That should go. Yes, went around the rim and back in. And Callie has a three-point basket. And it's now 19-11. And Harrison over to Osborne in the corner. She pops a three. No good. Callie with a long rebound. And she'll bring it up court. Just over a minute to play here in the second quarter. Callie will drive to the basket, kick it over to Eva Kollig, who takes it back out, and she'll give it to Maddie. Maddie will drive into the lane, up and in, and good, and a foul. I'm going to try to see if I can see who the foul's on. 24, so that's on Maddie Harrison, excuse me, and that is the fifth team foul, and excuse me, Maddie has another basket here and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. That is up and good and is now 19-14 with just under a minute to play in the second quarter. And it'll be Osborne bringing the ball down for Blazers. Back out in the corner to Oswald. She'll dribble down, going into the lane. Can't tries to get it back across the court to Harrison and knocked away by the Indians. So it'll be Osborne bringing the ball in for the Lady Blazers. And they get it out to Oswald at the top. Dribbles off her foot to Sage Luthold. Callie has the ball now, 32 seconds. She'll bring it up to the top of the key. And they're leaving her open on that edge. And she throws in a three-pointer. It's now 19-17. Indians only down two. Big rally here. I think we have scored 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points in a row, I believe. And Blazers have it. They'll go down into the corner, and they call a travel on, looks like, Gabriel Marshall. So we have Callie with a couple of threes. 9 seconds left. She's bringing it up slowly. I hope they know how much time's left. That is Maddie, and she'll put it up with 3 seconds from long, and Oswald has it. She'll throw it at the buzzer, And the Indians with a great comeback here at the end, in the last minute and a half of the second quarter. And it's now 19-17, with the Blazers leading our Lady Indians, but the Indians with all the momentum right now. We'll take a little break here, and I'll try to get down and catch some of the numbers, the official numbers from Bob Stockler, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life. And at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to National Trail, and we are here at halftime. Indians with a nice comeback in the last minute and a half, scoring, I believe, 8 straight points, and it is now 19-17. We are still behind, but the momentum is on the Indians' side. Now, one of our problems is Kennedy Mullenkamp now has 3 fouls, from what I can tell, and trying to see here. There are more fouls on the board than I am seeing in the book, but I'm not good at reading all of this, so there's a really good chance that it is operator error trying to figure this out. So looking at this, looks like for the Blazers. It is Osborne. I have her with more points than Bob does, and I'm very sure that Bob is 100% correct. Osborne has a 3, a 2, and 2 foul shots. So that would be 7 points for her to lead the National Trail Blazers. And Maddie Harrison has a 3 and a 2, and she has 5. And Steiner has a 3 and a 2, and she has 5. So there's probably a couple more. Yeah, the Johnson had 2. And I think there's somebody else with some points too. But those are the main ones for National Trail. I'm going to see if I can flip back to the Indians here. And looks like Eva Kollig has 2 foul shots. Callie Wendell has 2 threes, both here late. And Maddie Guggenbiller has 2 two-pointers and a foul shot. And Sage Leuthold has a two-pointer in the first quarter. Into the first quarter, it was 11-2, National Trail leading. And they, at one point, I think they were up 19-8, and the 19-9. Indians scored either 8 or 9 straight to end the second quarter. So we're fighting back, and we're doing pretty well here. So, I have a couple minutes here. I'll talk about this again. Young lady from National Trail was inducted into their Athletic Hall of Fame. Kate Yeazel, Y-E-A-Z-E-L, graduated in 2011, had 4 volleyball letters, 4 track and field, and 3 in basketball. She was recognized as the Richmond Palladium Item Athlete of the Year. That's all sports, and probably there's a girls and a boys, but that was in 2011. And Richmond, that's all the Richmond schools, lots of Eastern Indiana and Western Central Ohio. And she was Athlete of the Year for the Richmond Palladium Item in 2011. She was all CCC in the 3 sports, the volleyball, track and field, and basketball. This is one of the most impressive ones. In basketball, she averaged a triple-double. That is, a double-double is tough. Triple-double, I don't know I've seen anybody do that. Lynn Benn may have done that. I don't remember, but she averaged a triple-double for her career. So that's impressive. She holds a national trail record for shot put and was all regional in both shot put and high jump. And she received a full ride at the University of Pittsburgh. She was on the second team ACC in college and played 4, 5, 6 years of professional volleyball in Europe. So getting ready for the second half here. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with the second half. Back in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means parties. And Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need to make your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, just call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Well, Welcome back to National Trail, where the Blazers lead our Indians 19-7. The Blazers get the ball to begin the second half. The ball goes out to Maddie Harrison. She makes a three, and it's now 22-7. And the Indians will bring the ball up court. It'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she'll be getting it over to Sage Luthold on the right wing. To Callie coming through, back to Sage. She'll get it back to Callie, way out on the right wing. And she gets it down in the corner to Maddie. That's tipped away by Steiner, and she'll come down. And it's knocked away by Maddie Guggenbiller as Steiner was going up for the shot. So that'll be the Blazers' ball under their own basket. It'll be Osborne triggering it in. They're having trouble getting it in. And get it in just in time. Out to Oswald, way out past the top of the key. And they try to get it inside and knocked away. Callie comes away with it. And she'll dribble down in the corner to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's going to put up a three-pointer off the back of the rim. And Carly Niekamp with the rebound. Callie will shoot again. Three-pointer just misses. And Sage Luthold with the rebound out to Maddie on the left. She'll dribble in, put it up. And she's fouled by Josie Steiner. And that'll be the first foul of the half for either team. She was putting the ball up to the basket, and they're calling it take it out of bounds instead of shooting. So Maddie will trigger it into Callie. Callie loses track of it, and it's a scrum on the floor, and it'll be another jump ball, and it'll be Indians' ball because the Blazers had the ball to begin the second half. And that'll be Maddie Guggenbiller taking it out in front of our basket to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She's way out on top, looking as the players are kind of starting to move now. And to Maddie, back to Kennedy, to Callie, back over to Maddie on the right wing, to Kennedy Mullenkamp at the top of the key. Bounces on the rim three times, doesn't go. And Sage goes up, and she's fouled. See if I can catch who the foul is on. Number two, and that'll be, I believe, the third foul on Morgan House, if my numbers are correct. That'll put Sage Luthold at the line. Indians down 22-17. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And the foul shot goes in and out of the basket. So the score remains 22-17. Sage goes back to the line. A couple of dribbles. It's up. And it is in, right straight through the middle. Swishes it, and it is 22-18. Now Indians down four. Harrison has the ball way out front. She'll dribble it down, get it to Steiner. Steiner's back out past the volleyball line. She'll get it to Kendall Johnson, and she's having trouble. Gets it over to Morgan House. Goes inside, traveled, but no call. And it's to Osborne, back out to Steiner. And out to Harrison, and she'll get it to Oswald. She gets it over to Steiner. Steiner down to, can't see who it is in the corner, back to Steiner out on the left wing. She's trying to get it to someone, but finally gets it to Kendall Johnson. She'll dribble down into the right corner, and it's stolen away by Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll go up and down, and nice little banker off the basket, a little 3-4-5 foot shot, and Maddie has another 2 points, and it's 22-20. Indians within two again. Blazers got four quick points. Indians got four back, and it's now, they're calling. Man, that's frustrating. Kennedy was standing there. They call another blocking foul on her. That might be her fourth foul, but she's definitely coming out. That is not what is not really what happened. So, but Kennedy gets her third or fourth foul, and she is out for right now. Blazers taking the ball out underneath, and Kennedy is replaced by Eva Kolig, and they'll get it. Yeah, so they put it down in the corner to Maddie Harrison. And she tried to go to the basket. She had 1 foot completely out of bounds. So it'll be the Indians bringing the ball in. It'll be Carly going to get into Callie. Indians only down two with right at 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Eva Kollig has it. She'll dribble down into the left into Maddie. Maddie tries to go to the basket, and she is fouled by number 24, Maddie Harrison, for the Blazers. So that'll be Indians ball inbounds. That's the third team foul on the Blazers. Maddie Guggenbiller to Carly in the corner. She puts it up. No good. And Sage with a rebound. That's no good. Carly with a rebound. She puts it up. That's no good, but she was fouled. So that'll be a foul on Kendall Johnson. I had that as her first. That could be incorrect. But that is the fourth foul for the Blazers. And Carly would go to the line for two shots. First one is up. And good. So Carly with a foul shot here in the second half, and she's going to the line again. There's a substitution. Oswald back in for Morgan House. And Carly will take a couple of dribbles. It's up and in and out, and it is rebounded by Kendall Johnson for the Blazers. She'll get it to Ashlyn Osborne. Osborne dribbles down into the corner. Callie tips it away from her. Callie has been all over that young lady. She's a very good ball handler, and Callie has gotten it away from her several times, but been dogging her all night. So Osborne will trigger it in under their basket to Oswald, and she puts it up. No good. Rebound Indians. Callie's bringing it up. She'll get it to Carly. Carly will go into the lane and up, bounces around the rim and in. Two more for Carly, and Indians now lead 23-22. Carly with the last 3 points puts us up a point. And Blazers have it. Steiner out at the top of the key. She'll get it to Osborne, to Harrison. Harrison gets it inside to Steiner. And blocked, missed. Rebound to Maddie. Callie brings it up to Carly on the right wing. And she'll go down into the corner. She'll get it out to Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll dribble down into the lane. And Indians call timeout. Looks like that might have been, we were kind of getting a little out of control. So it looks like that might have been what that timeout was about, but we'll take a quick little break with them, and we'll be back in just a minute with the last 4 minutes or so of the third quarter.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to National Trail, where the Indians now lead 23-22. It was 19-17 at half. Indians were down by two. National Trail scored four straight. No, I guess they scored three straight. It was 22-17, and the Indians have now scored six, and it's now 23-22 Indians lead. Our ball under the basket. Maddie Guggenbiller will pass it in to Carly. Carly kicks it out to Callie. Callie's in the right corner. She puts it up. No good. Sage goes through hands and out of bounds. So it'll be National Trail ball. Natalie Oswald will trigger it in for Jossie Steiner. Steiner will bring it across center court. Carly Niekamp on her. Back out to Oswald, out past the volleyball line. Steiner will drive around, and she's heading for the lane, and she is blocked. Looks like that'll be a foul on Eva Kollig, and that'll be an out-of-bounds play, and Osborne will trigger it in. and she'll get it to Oswald. She'll try to drive in off her foot and over to Niekamp, and she'll get it to Callie. Callie will get it back to Carly. She's out on the right wing, and a swish for a three-pointer, and it is now 26-22. Indians on a big-time roll, and Carly Niekamp with 6 points in this quarter alone. And the Trailblazers get it inside, and looks like it will be Kendall Johnson that was fouled going to the basket. And she'll get 2 shots. That's the third team foul on the Indians. Again, Indians lead 26-22, and it is 3 minutes, 7 seconds here in the third quarter. Kendall Johnson, gets her first foul shot, 26-23, and she will go back to the line for her second attempt. That will go up and off the back of the rim, and Eva Kolleg with the rebound, and she is fouled by, like they said, one. That'd be Josie Steiner. That would be her second one, I believe. So the Indians get the ball right at 3 minutes now. It comes across center court and down to Eva Kolleg in the corner, and so it gets tapped away by Josie Steiner, and it'll be Indians ball out of bounds right in front of our bench, and Maddie will try to get it in here, and she gets it to Callie in the corner, out to Eva Kolleg at the top of the key, to Carly Niekamp. She keeps looking. She should have taken one of those shots, but she just a little far out of her range, maybe. Eva just inside the three. It's off the rim. No good. And Sage with a rebound up. No good. Carly with a rebound, and she's fouled. She has a foul shot, a two-pointer, and a three-pointer so far this quarter, and is really carrying the Indians right now. We lead 26-23, and Carly gets 2 foul shots here. She puts it up, and it's in. And she will have one more. 27-23, Indians lead by 4. Carly dribbles, toes the line, goes up, off the rim, no good. And rebound by Steiner. Blazers will bring it up. It'll be Harrison with the ball. Back to Steiner at the top of the key, over to Osborne on the right wing, and goes inside to Harrison underneath. Shot no good, but she was fouled. And looks like that would have been Sage Leuthold's foul. So each team has, Indians have 4. The Trailblazers have 6 team fouls. And it will be Harrison going to the line. That one's up and in. And it is 27-24, lead down to 3. 2 minutes, 22 seconds left here in the third quarter. And Harrison will go to the line again. That'll go up. And that is also in. And she has 5 points in this quarter. 5 of the 6, I believe, that they've gotten. And it'll be Callie bringing the ball up again across center court. She'll dribble to the left, over to Eva on the left wing, to Sage at the top of the key. She's looking. Maddie on the right wing. She's looked at a 3. Over to Eva Kolleg on the right-hand side. That's up and in. And it is 29-25, I believe. They gave them the points on that one. So I think the scoreboard's messed up. But the Blazers have the ball here. And they'll get it down to the corner with Steiner, out to Osborne. She drives into the lane, kicks it over to Oswald, and Steiner out at the top of the key. Off, long rebound to Eva Kolleg, and Callie will bring it up again. They do have the scoreboard right now, 29-25, just under a minute and a half here. Carly looked at a 3, didn't take it. Sage looking at a 3. She's going to kick it over to Eva Kolleg on the left wing. She'll get it to Maddie on the left wing, and Steiner tries to reach in and slaps Maddie's hand, and that'll be foul number 7, team foul number 7 on the Blazers. So Maddie Guggenbiller will go to the line with the 1-1. Indians lead 29-25, minute 15 here in the third quarter. And Maddie Guggenbiller at the line. That is off, long rebound to Steiner. Indians have her blocked a little bit, and so the Blazers will call a timeout. She was having trouble getting the ball to anybody, and so they call a timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with them. Back right after this from Wangler Hardware.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to National Trail High School, where our Indians now lead 29-25, minute 12 left, and the Blazers bring the ball in. It'll be Osborne bringing it across center court. She'll get it over Steiner on the right wing, and Harrison throws in a three from the left wing and is now 29-28. And Harrison has 8 of their 9 points here in this quarter. Callie brings the ball up. It'll be Carly. Sage at the top of the key. She's looking to get it. She gets it over to Eva on the right wing. Callie at the top of the key. 30 seconds left here. Maddie will dribble in, and she is fouled by Natalie Oswald. And that will be the 8th team foul. So Maddie has a chance for the 1-1. She missed the front end the last time. And so we'll see if we can get a couple of them this time. Indians lead down to 30.1 seconds. Guggenbiller up. Off the back of the rim. The 1-1. She was in the act of shooting. Sorry about that. She misses the first one. She'll get a second one. And that one hit the backboard and hit the front of the rim and swirled around and shot out of there. So this one is up and short, and it'll be rebounded by National Trail. Carly knocks it out of her hand right at the baseline for the Indians, and it'll be Oswald triggering the ball in for the Blazers. She'll get it into Steiner, and Carly kind of lost her balance and pushed her. So that'll be the 5th team foul on the Indians, and Oswald will trigger it in again. 26.1 seconds now. And she'll get it into Steiner. Back to Oswald. She'll bring it up herself, and she'll get it up to the volleyball line over to Osborne. Osborne dribbling down toward the corner, comes back out, goes into the lane, and tries to do a turnaround, comes in from the other side, and it goes around and around and around and back down through, and is now 30-29 with the National Trail Blazers leading our Indians. So it's 30-29 after 3, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KelpPharmacy.com. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Welcome back to National Trail. The Indians were holding a 29-25 lead, and National Trail scored 5 straight points on us toward the tail end of the third quarter, and they now lead 30-29. Indians looking for our first victory of the season. National Trail, I believe, came in at 6-5, is what my information said. Not certain that's up to date, but that's at least close. And so Indians will, I believe we will have the ball to, the National Trail will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. And Oswald will trigger it in for the Blazers. She'll get it to Harrison, back to Oswald, into Osborne. She dribbles it back out. She was underneath, comes back all the way back out to the top of the key to Harrison, back to Oswald, back to Harrison, down to Steiner in the corner. She'll dribble back to the top of the key. She's looking for somebody to get it to. She does get it to Harrison. Harrison will dribble it out to the top of the key, hand it off to Osborne. Osborne goes into the lane, back out, and she'll put up a fadeaway that misses, just slides by the net, did not hit the rim, goes out of bounds, and the Indians ball with 7:28 left in regulation here. And Kennedy Mullenkamp back in the game with, I believe, 4 fouls, at least 3. And she's back in. Callie Wendell has it to Eva Kollig at the top of the key. Over to Carly on the right wing. Sage at the top of the key. Looked for a three-pointer, but got covered pretty quickly. Inside to Carly. She puts it up. No good. Rebound Oswald. Over to Osborne. Up to Steiner. She'll dribble in. Oh, man. She gave an elbow to Carly Niekamp and knocked her down, and they called the foul on Carly. Carly was not moving. She was there. So foul on Carly. I have that as her second. Team 6 for the Indians. Pass inbounds to Oswald. Morgan House into Steiner. Misses. Rebound to Harrison. She puts it up and in and is now 32-29. Excuse me. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it up for the Indians. She'll get it over to Eva Kollig. Three-pointer up, off the back of the rim. And Sage Luthold rebound up, no good. Carly Niekamp fighting for it. Oswald, ball thrown up in the air, and it is bumped by one of the Blazers and goes out of bounds. Oswald was down on the floor. She's okay. Looked like she might have had some hurt somewhere on her leg, but she just popped right up. So it'll be Maddie Guggenbiller going to take the ball out for, or bring the ball in for the Indians, but the Trailblazers will call a timeout. 6:22 left in the fourth quarter. 32-29 Blazers over our Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Okay, we're back here at National Trail. Our Indians are down 32-29 here, just under 6.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We were up 25-29 and counting the 2 points here in the fourth quarter. The Blazers have scored seven straight, and they now lead 32-29. And Maddie Guggenbiller will trigger the ball in for our Indians under our own basket. And into Carly. No, she'll hand it off to Maddie. She goes in the lane, loses it, gets it back. Carly with a rebound. And that is a rebound for the National Trail on Carly's miss. And Osborne will bring the ball up. Gets it to Henderson, over to Steiner, back out to Osborne. Steiner looked to take a shot, and she took a step. And that'll turn the ball over back to the Indians. And it will be Sage Leuthold coming back in to replace Eva Kollig. So it'll be Carly, Kennedy, Sage, Callie, and Maddie for our Indians. Just under 6 minutes now. Kennedy brings it across. She'll drive into the lane. Little 10-foot jumper off. Sage with a rebound up and in, and it is 32-31. Excuse me. Henderson. Excuse me. Henderson dribbles down to the corner, tries to get it back out to Osborne. Tipped away by the Indians, so the National Trail Blazers will trigger it in. It'll be Oswald down in front of their bench. It's over to Steiner, down into Henderson. Henderson trying to put up a shot, and she is fouled. And it'll be on Carly Niekamp. That looks like her third. Nope, Bubba says four on Carly. And that will put Harrison at the line. They lead by a point, 32-31. 5.5 minutes to go. First shot up, no good for Henderson. So she gets another shot. Eva Kollig will come in, and she'll replace Carly for a little bit. Carly with four fouls. And so Kennedy, I believe, has four. Carly goes out with four. So they have at least one of them in, and it'll be Henderson back to the line. And that's off the back of the rim. Maddie Guggenbiller with a strong rebound over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll bring it down. She'll back it out, off back past the volleyball line, over to Sage on the right wing, to Carly at the top of the key, three-pointer up, no good. And rebound, Eva Kollig up and good, and fouled in the act of shooting. And that should give us a 33-32 lead with a chance to get one more. So, yep, scoreboard puts it up there. 33-32, Indians now lead. 5 minutes, 9 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Eva Kollig, shot up and good. So she has three this quarter, and it looks like 8 for the game, it looks like. Blazers, Oswald in the corner. She's guarded by Maddie Guggenbiller. Almost a steal. Out to Steiner. Steiner to Osborne. Way out past the volleyball line. Callie guarding her closely. It'll be Hannah Henderson over to Osborne. And it'll be Steiner, I believe, in the corner. No, that was Osborne in the corner. Missed it, and Indians with the rebound. Kennedy gets the ball over to Sage on the right wing. Tries to get it into Maddie, but not. Gets it to Callie. Over to Maddie. Knocked away by Steiner. Maddie with a nice move. She'll go into the lane, and they will call her for an offensive foul. I am very sure that defender was moving with her. So our fans aren't happy. We have about 20 fans here, and they have about 60. This is one of those games that was, from my understanding, was put together last week, and not very many people knew about it, with the kids not in school to pass the word. Very not well attended is the best way to put it. So it'll be a foul on Yep, I didn't see who that was. One of our players, and it will put, I believe, Morgan House to the line. Yes, she's at the foul line. Indians lead by two. Just over 4 minutes left here. That one goes in, and it is 34-33, and House has one more chance for points here. Another foul shot here, looking to tie it up. Indians 34, and Blazers now 34. And it'll be Kennedy to Callie. Callie will get it back to Kennedy. Kennedy will bring it across center court. Carly Niekamp. Oops, it's stolen away by Jossie Steiner. She'll go up, and it goes in, and the Trailblazers now lead 36-34. I was going to say Carly Niekamp is at the table to come back in at the next break. It is Callie on the right wing for the Indians, and it'll be she gets it over to Collig, and it'll be Sage at the top of the key, three-pointer up, no good, and out of bounds, and it'll go to the Trailblazers. They lead by 2, 3 minutes 22 seconds. Carly will come in for Maddie. Maddie will take a break, and Maddie's a shooter, and we're going to need her in, but we need her to, she looks like she's limping a little bit. I thought they traveled a little bit on that inbounds, but Steiner has it. Sage is on her pretty good, and they were just about to lose it, and the National Trail coach calls a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Be back right after this from Hastings.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
We're back at National Trail High School, where the Lady Blazers lead our Indians now 36-34. It's gone back and forth here in the second half after the Indians made a real nice comeback at the very end of the second quarter. So it'll be Oswald bringing the ball in for the Lady Blazers. She gets it to Harrison. Harrison to Osborne. She's guarded by Callie again, of course. And over to Steiner, out past the volleyball line. Sage is on her. Kicks over to... She went down on the she went down on the baseline and stepped out of bounds again. I think that's the second time she's done that. Good defense by our Indians to force her to step out of bounds. Just under 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Indians down by two. Kennedy gets the ball across center court to Sage on the left key. Sage Luthold drives in, goes to kick it back out to Callie. Callie to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Out near the volleyball line. She'll get it over to Carly Niekamp. Carly will go into the lane, back out to Eva, back out to Callie Wendell. Tries to get it into Carly, and she is fouled by Josie Steiner. And I believe that's her third foul. And that will put, that's the ninth team foul. Each team has nine team fouls, and I'll put Carly at the line for 1-1. Let's get that first one, Carly. It's 36-34, Blazers over our Indians. That is up. Oh, goes in and out. So she'll get another one from the line. Let's narrow the margin here. One shot left for Carly. Dribbles. Up. And good. Right down the middle. So Carly with another point here, and it's a one-point deficit for our Indians with 2.5 minutes to go here. The Blazers get across, Morgan House to Oswald, and tapped loose underneath by Sage Luthold, and it'll be a foul on white number 5, Kendall Johnson. I missed her being in the game. I don't see her in the game. I swear he said 5, but I don't know who it was on then. But anyway, it comes down to Eva Kollig at the foul line. The Indians down by one, 2 minutes, 20 seconds. That is off the back of the rim. 10 teams fouls for the Blazers, and the Indians have 9. The next one will be 10, and then the Blazers will be shooting 2. Eva dribbles, shoots. Indians down 1. And the miss, and Carly Niekamp knocks it out of bounds. And that will bring it, give the ball back to the Blazers. 2:20 left here. Oswald into Hannah Henderson. Henderson gets it up. She hasn't been in the game a bunch, and I would try to attack her. She just traveled, and they didn't call it. And Eva Kollig is all over her. I don't know how many timeouts they have left because the scoreboard keeps saying 5. That's all they get. She just double dribbled. Now they're calling a foul on. She double dribbled and then they called a foul on Sage Leuthold. So Oswald will go to the line, and it'll be 2 fouls, or 2 shots, I guess. There, they finally put it to 10. So that's up off the front of the rim. No good. Score remains 36 Blazers, 35 Indians. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll call it regulation. I'm not sure we've been tied very many times. We've gone back and forth on the lead several times. And that one goes up high off the back of the rim and right straight down through. So it's now a 2-point lead for the Blazers. Callie on the right wing. She'll get it to Eva Kollig, top of the key. It'll be Carly Niekamp just outside the 3-point line on the left. She dribbles down in the corner, back out to the wing. Eva over to Callie. She's at the 3-point line. In to Carly. She'll put it up. Oh, just off the rim. It bounced 2 or 3 times and did not go in, but she was fouled in the act of shooting. And Carly has a chance to tie it up here for our Indians. I believe she's missed a couple in a row here, but she's had a couple of really good ones, too. She's had some pretty nice streaks tonight. So we need to get this one in, get that first one in. Indians down 37-35. That one is dead center, and it is 37-36 now. Indians down 1 point. And Josie Steiner will come back in to replace Morgan House, and Carly will go back to the line. Puts her toe right up to the line. Eyes the basket. Up. High off the back of the rim and no good. Indians still down 1. And Steiner will bring the ball up. And Carly guarding her very closely. And she'll give it to Harrison. Harrison gives it to Osborne. She'll go to the foul line. She'll kick it over to Henderson. Henderson having trouble and gets it to Osborne. She's out past the volleyball line with Callie on her pretty good, and she'll get it back to Hannah Henderson and over to Steiner. She'll dribble out to the left side. It is Osborne with the ball. She'll dribble, goes to the foul line, and they'll get it back out to Osborne again, out past the top of the key. She's guarded by Kennedy Mullenkamp this time. And she's just down to 41 seconds, and they're still dribbling, and it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp that bumps into Steiner. So that's either 4 or 5 for Kennedy. They're not saying 5, so that must be just her 4th. And that will put Steiner at the line. 38.5 seconds here left in regulation. And Steiner will go to the line for 2 shots. They're leading by 1, 37-36. See if Steiner can put some points on the board for the Lady Blazers. First one's up, off the back of the rim, off the front of the rim, off the side of the rim, and out. So the score remains 37-36. She's going to try to give her team a 2-point lead here. This will be Josie Steiner at the line for the Lady Blazers. Dribbles about 15 times. She's ready. Up and off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Indians, if we can get this going, we can get our first win of the season. Callie Wendell gets the ball across center court, and the Indians will call a timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with them. Be back right after this. Indians down 37-36, 30 seconds left in regulation.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Yes, Susie, Fort Camp. Go Indians. So here we are, 30.6 seconds left here in the, we'll call it regulation, the National Trail Blazers have 37, and the Indians have 36, and that was 11-2 after the first quarter. Blazers leading. It was 19-17 after a really good, strong 8-point rally by the Indians in the last part of the second quarter. 19-17, we were still behind, and we were ahead a lot of the third quarter, back and forth. Finished the third quarter down 30-29. Score now is 37-36. Each team has scored 7 points here in the fourth quarter. Maddie Guggenbiller will trigger it in for our Indians. 30 seconds left. Gets it to Callie. She'll dribble around the top of the key. Indians are kind of going out. Looks like we're going to call another timeout. So we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to National Trail. 24.1 seconds. We've just drawn up a nice play. I think it's going to work. And we'll see how this goes. It'll be Indians down a point, 24.1. Maddie Guggenbiller will be triggering it in for our Indians. And they get it into Callie. She dribbles, gets it into Carly in the paint. She'll dribble in a little closer. Up and in. Indians lead by one. 15 seconds left. Oswald having trouble. Gets it to Steiner. And National Trail calls a timeout as soon as they get across center court. There's 10.3 seconds left here. And the Indians lead 38-37. So Carly Niekamp with 4 points here in the quarter. And I believe 13 points for the game is what I have. And that's at least close. So she's taken control at several different times in the game. Very aggressive, very assertive, and doing a really good job of going at the basket. And a lot of times creating a situation where she either makes it and goes to the line or goes to the line for a chance to shoot two. So, again, 10.3 seconds here, and the Blazers will have the ball in front of their bench. Indians lead by one, and we will see how this goes. We will say 10.3 left in regulation. And I hope that we can cause them to miss a shot and get a rebound. And then maybe we can go to the other end and shoot baskets with them the length of the floor away from having a chance at it. So it'll be Oswald triggering the ball in. She gets it to Steiner. Steiner back to Oswald on the right side. Shot up, no good. Indians rebound, and Maddie has the ball, and we're dribbling it out the last 2 seconds, and Indians come away with their first win of the season, 38-37 over the National Trail Lady Blazers. And hard-played game, Both teams really worked hard. See a couple of tears, some tears of joy by the Indians and some tears of disappointment by the Blazers. And it's just been a really, really good night for our Indians. So it was back and forth, back and forth. I didn't keep track of lead changes, but I would say there were at least eight lead changes in the second half. And Indians come away victorious. We'll take a quick little break, and we'll be back hopefully with some correct stats, but at least some pretty good stats. But either way, the news is very good for our Lady Indians, their first victory of the season, 38-37 over the National Trail Lady Blazers.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to National Trail, where the Lady Indians come away with they've reached the score, I believe it was a 38-37 victory, and I believe I'm getting the stats here from Bob Stogler, but Carly Niekamp had a really good game. Kennedy Mullenkamp was playing well, but she had some definite problems with fouls. Let's just say they call fouls a little different down here than they do in the MAC. That's probably the best way to put it. I wouldn't say the fouls she got called on.
Blinded by the light.
Look at those and see if I can translate them, and come away with a victory. Trying to get my phone to cooperate, and it doesn't seem to want to cooperate. So we might not have the stats for you. But so what we're going to have here is Carly Niekamp. I believe she had four fouls. Kennedy Mullenkamp had four fouls, and. From what I see, I think Carly had 13 points for the Indians, and Maddie Harrison had 15 points for the Lady Blazers, and Eva Kollig had 7 points. Everybody that touched the floor did really well. Callie had two threes within a minute or two of each other that were really important in that comeback in the second quarter when we were down 19-9 or 18-9, something like that, and we cut it to 19-7, 17 at halftime. So those were very important points. She missed a couple of other shots, but that's okay. We need her to score points. I have Sage Luthold with four, and Kennedy Mullenkamp. I don't have her with any points, but she played very well, very good defense, and again, she had some foul problems. Maddie Guggenbiller had, I believe, 5 points. And Ashlyn Osborne had 9 points for the Blazers. Again, these are very unofficial. And so Maddie Harrison had 15 and Osborne with 9. And that's my best guesses there. And 13 for Carly for the Indians, 7 for Eva, 6 for Callie, 5 for Maddie. Had Sage Luthold with 4. So that's a big victory for our Indians. And I want to thank our helpers here, athletic director here at National Trail, and all of our sponsors, of course. We couldn't bring you the game without our sponsors. And again, the Indians come away with a big 38-37, 39-38, I can't remember what it was, 1-point victory over the Lady Blazers. And coming up this Friday, we have the boys will be playing at Lincoln View, and we will be simulcasting Rob Weaver, WPGW, for that. So this Friday, the boys at Lincoln View. Next Tuesday, the boys will play at Arcanum, and that will also be a WPGW simulcast. And on Thursday, the girls will play at Duffus St. John's. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then Friday, the boys will host the Duffus St. John's Blue Jays, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then on Saturday, the boys will play at Botkins, also a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So Friday is boys at Lincoln View, and next Tuesday, boys at Arcanum, girls at Delphus. On Thursday, Friday, boys host Delphus. Saturday, boys at Botkins. So thanks for listening, and we, again, Indians come away with with their first win of the season, a 1-point victory, and we want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you later down the road.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.